And we are going to tell ketchup and mayo to step aside this hour because the condiment of the hour will be mustard. That's right, mustard. We are going to be talking with the curator of the Mustard Museum in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin. Barry Levinson is here, and we're going to talk about award-winning mustards, world championship mustards, and what makes one mustard a winner over another, and we'll wonder if you love mustard. We'll do that in just a moment, but first let me welcome in Cheryl Gasser, who is the Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio, and a mustard lover too, right, Cheryl?
Absolutely. It's my condiment of choice. I love it. I get out to the Mustard Museum a couple times a year and come home with quite a haul. Really enjoy the variety of mustards, and also a public radio fan, I enjoy the variety of programming here on Wisconsin Public Radio, and that is why we are here this hour to ask for your financial support, to ask you to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. The number is 800-383-9772. You can pledge online as well at WPR.org, and we have this hour, Joy, a special thank you gift.
We do, and I am looking forward to testing some of these mustards this hour. In fact, Barry Levinson is here with three jars of mustard sitting across from me. These are award-winning mustards from past world championships.
That's right. These are grand champion mustards. Every year, there are gold medal mustards awarded in various categories. We actually have 19 different categories on which mustards are judged. And it's like best of show. Every year, there's a best of show mustard. And I've brought three of them from past years, including a wasabi passion mustard from Hawaii.
Wow.
We have an Ipswich ale mustard, and also a curry mustard that won a couple of years ago.
Now, are these the three mustards that we will send as a thank you gift?
Yes,
to listeners?
Yes, we'll also be sending those as well.
Wonderful. So you get a passion wasabi mustard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, an ale mustard, and what's the other one?
A curry mustard.
Mm-hmm. For your pledge of $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's $10 a month or more, which is about the average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. You will do your part in sustaining and paying for the programming that you love, and if you're a mustard lover, you get three wonderful world champion mustards as your thank you gift.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Our goal this hour, $6,000 we wanted to raise. We need to raise by 8 o'clock this morning to stay on track to do our part here on the Joy Cardine program for the whole of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge goes to support everything that you hear. And again, for a pledge of $120 a year or more, we'll be happy to send you these three wonderful mustards. And also at that level, the member benefit card, which kind of is, you know, it's a wonderful food benefit as well, because it's a card that entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at over 200 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin and lots of other benefits. So pick up the mustard, the member benefit card, and all the great programming on Wisconsin Public Radio for $10 a month. What a bargain.
And you can pledge any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio. It doesn't have to be $10 a month, but if you want the thank you gift, that's what we are asking. You can pledge more than that if you want to pledge, because you appreciate and value all of the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, from talk about politics to news coverage to the entertainment programs that you hear on the weekends, whatever the case may be. Your pledge pays for all of your favorite programs. We count on listener contributions to pay a third of the budget at Wisconsin Public Radio, so that's why your pledge is so very important. And this hour, your pledge gets you this very special thank you gift. And we want to thank Barry Levinson for being so generous in coming up with these world champion mustards to help us in this drive to get you to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. What a wonderful gift. A wasabi mustard, a curry mustard, and an ale mustard. Grand Champions All, yours for a pledge of $10 a month to Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And you will be our champion if you make a pledge of support at any level to 800-383-9772. It's true that we simply could not do what we do here on Wisconsin Public Radio without you. One third of our budget comes from listener support. That's like 20 minutes of every hour of dead air if it wasn't for listener support, or 1 hour of Joy's programs in the morning, 3 hours. One of those hours wouldn't exist without your support. Thank you so much if you're already a member. But if not, we're asking to hear from you now at 800-383-9772 during this last weekday of our winter membership drive.
That's right. You've been listening all week long, probably on and off, and thinking to yourself, yes, I will make that contribution, or I will renew my contribution during the pledge drive. I'll get around to it. Well, this is the time. This is the last Friday, the last weekday of the winter pledge drive. The pledge drive ends tomorrow, but you might not be listening tomorrow when it ends. You're listening right now, and you love mustard, or you know someone who loves mustard. You can certainly give this wonderful gift away as a gift. 1-800-383-9772. Be among the first to pledge during this hour as we celebrate mustard and we celebrate Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Enjoy your guest, Barry Levinson, pulling out his checkbook, writing a contribution, making the first to pledge this hour for his own show.
Right, I want to get a mustard pack.
You want to get these mustards, and these mustards look delicious. Again, for a pledge of $10 a month or more, we'll send you a packet of three award-winning mustards: Ipswich Ale, it's a stone ground mustard, a Madras curry mustard, and a passion wasabi mustard. Great variety. I look forward to tasting those this hour, and you can taste them with your pledge to 800-383-9772 of $120 per year or more.
So, Cheryl, which would you want to test first?
Oh,
which one
gosh,
is the most intriguing to you?
The curry. It sounds a little different.
It is. The curry mustard has such rich curry flavor, and it also shows how versatile mustard is. Mustard carries so many different flavors and does them so well. Go and take a smell.
Take a smell.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
I love curry. I know
well,
that.
You'll find that mustard carries the flavor of curry.
Oh, wow.
So perfectly.
Oh, gosh. Can you cook with these mustards?
Yeah, these are great, especially that one. That's a fabulous one for cooking.
And I know I'm familiar with ale mustards. Mm-hmm. That seems to be putting some sort of brewski in a mustard is
exactly
a popular thing.
Right. It's very popular in Wisconsin. Right. Yeah.
Well, it goes well with the brat or the hot dog.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good pretzel dipping mustard, too. There's a little sweetness to it, natural sweetness. So I invite you to try it. And for everyone who pledges at $10 a month or more, you're going to get it. It's a great gift package. It comes in a gift box. So let's start calling in.
And now, what size are the mustards going to be? That
these are big. These are big jars, as you can see. They range from 7 to 10 ounces.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try the curry mustard while on the air. I don't do this very often, so excuse the crunching, but maybe it'll entice you.
Here, I'll give the number while you crunch. 800-383-9772. What do you think, Joy?
Yum. Yeah. Oh, really? Yum. Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, this year, we had nearly 400 different mustards come in from all over the world. Mustards from Sweden, Japan, South Africa, New Zealand. And it was very exciting to taste them all.
Now, for this curry mustard in particular, this was a world champion from 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How did it become a world champion?
This was entered in the exotic category, an example of an unusual flavor, one of the 19 different categories into which mustards are entered. And through a process of elimination, we have an initial round where judges have to taste all of them, and we narrow it down to about 10 mustards. Then we have the medal round, and then all of the gold medal mustards are stacked up one against the other, and then they're ranked by a number of judges. This year, I think we had about 30 or 35 judges ranking the gold medal mustards. Just this last Monday night at Fleming's, we had a great time tasting mustards with hors d'oeuvres that Fleming's generously provided.
I wanted to be there. That's not too far from my house, but it was going to go beyond my bedtime, so I couldn't.
Oh yes, yes, I know that. Right, it started at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And it ended at 7, and that's past bedtime. But no, I'm happy to have you here. Now we will check our weather forecast, and we will talk more about mustard and test more of these mustards in just a moment. Time for you, though, to go to the phone and make your pledge of any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge $120 a year or more. And thanks to Barry Levinson and the Mustard Museum, 3 world champion mustards coming your way as a special thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio gift. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, February the 15th. And we are celebrating mustard this hour with Barry Levinson, who is the curator of the Mustard Museum in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin. Barry, fresh off the organizing and judging of the very latest Grand Championship of Mustard. Barry, this is a worldwide competition?
It is. It's held in conjunction with the Napa Valley Mustard Festival, held every year out in California. I'll be going out there in mid-March to present the medals to the winners, and there'll be people from Japan, from Sweden, there to accept their medals as well as the grand champion. It's not publicly announced yet. I can tell you, though, the grand champion is a deli mustard.
Interesting.
Which is really one of the more ordinary mustards we think of. It's the kind of thing you'd put on a corned beef sandwich, a pastrami sandwich, or maybe a hot dog. And it's a deli mustard, an inexpensive deli mustard from the Midwest. That's all I can say.
From the Midwest.
It's made in the Midwest, mm-hmm. and it's a wonderful mustard. It really is. It's got a great flavor, a little horseradish in it, and it's this year's grand champion.
All right. More in March at the announcement, but are there more? There's just one grand champion?
One grand champion every year, kind of like best of show, like this year's Beagle.
All right. And a deli mustard, what other types of mustard are there besides deli mustards?
Well, we have sweet hot mustards, honey mustards, classic Dijon mustards, pepper hot mustards, herb mustards, fruit mustards, spirit mustards, exotic mustards. There are other categories as well. Mustard-based barbecue sauces, mustard-based salad dressings, organic mustards have their own category. Last year was the first time to try and encourage mustard makers to produce organic mustards. And they're really quite good. They have come a long way.
Is Wisconsin a big mustard producer?
There are several mustard producers in Wisconsin. Eau Claire, Wisconsin has Silver Spring Gardens. In the Milwaukee area, East Shore Mustard. There's also Wisconsin Wilderness. You'll find Uncle Phil's Mustard. So Wisconsin does itself proud.
Cheryl Gasser staying with us this hour because Cheryl is a huge mustard fan, and I wanted her help in testing these mustards that are a part of our thank you gift that Barry Levinson has put together for us. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that. I also want to remind you, you can call in with your questions about mustard. You can declare your love of mustard. You can ask Barry about the Mustard Museum, anything. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. If you're in Madison, you can use 263-1890, or you can send your question or comment via email, talk@wpr.org. Do you have a very favorite mustard, the best mustard you've ever tasted? We'd like to know that, too. Barry, do you have a favorite mustard?
Well, I have so many favorites. It's like asking,
who's your favorite child?
Right, exactly. So it's difficult. It depends what I'm eating. It depends what I'm in the mood for, because there are so many different mustards. The world of mustard is filled with variety and surprises. It's not just the normal yellow mustard that we grew up with. There's so many different kinds. Mustard has its own culture. Do you know that Shakespeare loved mustard?
I did not know
that. He wrote about it in several of his plays.
Like how?
What say you to a piece of beef and mustard? Aye, a dish I do love to feed upon. Nay then, but the mustard is too hot a little. Why then the beef, and let the mustard rest? You shall not, you shall have the mustard, or else you get no beef of Grumio. Why then one, or both, or anything thou wilt. Then the mustard without the beef.
Well, I am impressed. I am very impressed. And he
That's
obviously
from Taming
was
of the Shrew.
He was right. Obviously impressed with mustard too. And mustard has been around a very long time.
At least since probably the 8th century. Mustard as we know it. The Romans were using mustard in some of their sauces. The French developed it even further, beginning in the 8th and 9th centuries. And then, of course, around the 12th or 13th centuries, the monks in and around the town of Dijon began making mustards, very much like we know it today.
Well, Cheryl Gasser, we'll try some more mustard, but let's update everybody on where we stand during this hour and the goal that we are trying to reach.
We are trying to reach. We need to reach $6,000 by 8 o'clock this morning, and we are nearing the $2,000 mark. So
yay,
thank you
that's good.
So much. Lots of people picking up for $10 a month or more. Barry's pack of three award-winning world championship mustards. There's Passion Wasabi, Ipswich Ale, a Madras Curry. We tried the curry, and that was really wonderful. It's sort of sweet. It's sort of spicy. Cinnamons, cloves, fennel, different flavors.
Is that what all that is?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great blend of flavors. Yeah. And of course, everyone knows that mustard lovers are big supporters of public radio.
They are. We know that Barry Levinson is. He just wrote out his check as we were sitting.
Right.
Here.
I want that mustard gift box.
The gift box is yours. This is a wonderful, good sized jars of these world champion mustards. Yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. The $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio gets you this great gift pack of mustards. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge online at WPR.org. Pledge whatever you want because it all goes into the pot and helps pay for Wisconsin Public Radio programming. Pledge the $10 a month or more if you'd like this great gift pack. And if you are a mustard lover or know a mustard lover, you're going to want to get this gift pack of world champion mustards. $2,000 plus raised toward that $6,000 goal.
Thank you if you've already called in this hour, but there's time for you. There's room for you, and there's mustard for you. 800-383-9772. Pledge for the variety of programming. Joy covers politics, and she covers mustard. She does it all, from food to health to education, information. You learn something new every day on Wisconsin Public Radio, and Joy brings you wonderful guests like Barry Levinson, lots of Wisconsinites on the air that you hear, but also people from around the globe. She brings it all to you, and that's why we're here to ask for your financial support at 800-383-9772.
All right, Cheryl, which one should we try next? Did the curry mustard, and that was great. A wasabi mustard sounds
wonderful.
Interesting.
You know, yeah, I'm a huge fan of sushi.
You're putting it down, though, aren't we?
It's a very fruity mustard. That one, it's sweet. There's just a little kick to it from the wasabi, but it's really the taste of passion fruit. And you think, passion fruit and mustard, why would anyone do that? Well, taste it, and you'll find out.
What does it taste
that's
like?
That's amazing.
Mm.
I've got to make another pledge this hour.
Yes,
I know.
I think I might, too. I might, too. Yeah. And, you know, it's the passion fruit that you taste the most in
that's
this particular one.
It's passion fruit. And I'd invite everyone to come out and visit the Mustard Museum. I know the weather is a little bit dicey right now with the heavy snow because Mount Horeb, by the way, is the only village, the only town in Wisconsin where you can go and when you see the yellow snow, it's okay. It's okay.
It's mustard.
It's mustard.
Yeah.
Right.
I love the Mustard Museum. I usually try to go at least once a year, too, and I bring visitors or friends, too, to the Mustard Museum. They want to see it. Last time we were there, I think I told you this, Barry, when we had you on the program last, my husband found a mustard that he remembered from growing up in the Cleveland area, and it was served at the ballpark, and he was just thrilled to find his boyhood mustard from the
Bertman's
ballpark.
Bertman's Ballpark Mustard,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fans for that.
Yeah, let's take some calls with fans of mustard. Jenny and Aaron is with us first. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
My husband and I were trying to plan a vacation a couple years ago, and we wanted something sticking with Wisconsin, and it was my turn to plan. We alternate years, and I was at wit's end, so I just opened a off-the-beaten-path Wisconsin book and decided wherever I open it up, that's where we're going. And to my surprise, there it was the Mustard Museum.
Off the
and
beaten
it happened path. To be the weekend that we were going for our anniversary, the first Saturday. And the ironic part was my husband is this huge mustard fan. So I planned our whole trip around going to the Mustard Museum and doing this. And when my friends heard this, they thought I was a very bizarre person.
And you so are.
And we did do that, and we went, we did Cave of the Mounds, Little Norway, did our whole trip, went to Madison, did some things, did the brewery tour. But the focal point was the Mustard Museum. We had a great time, and we even went back 2 weekends ago to take the kids to Cave of the Mounds, and we had some spare time, so we told them we were going to surprise them with a really special adventure. And we went to the Mustard Museum with the 4 kids, and they just looked at us and said, this is it? This is what Dad really likes?
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that, Jenny. And did you pick up some favorite mustards while you were there?
We were just talking about, we just picked up the ballpark mustard that you spoke of. And we used it in our hotel room. We were staying at Deer Valley, and we had hot dogs and mustard with the kids.
Very, very nice. And how romantic, right, Barry?
You it go is, there on the yeah. And by the way, the Mustard Museum is available for weddings, too. So we're waiting for someone to get married at the Mustard Museum, and we will make it unforgettable.
Well, I think that if an anniversary gift or some sort of wedding gift, this passion wasabi mustard, that fits
that
the theme.
It. That fits it does
the theme.
Fit it.
And it is very fruity with a little bit of that heat. I like that. Very, very good.
Wonderful.
You can have they're not just samples. These are big full size jars of passion wasabi mustard, the curry mustard, and the ale mustard, all world champions. For your pledge of $10 a month or more during this the last weekday of our winter pledge drive, during this hour only. So call 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. Talking with Barry Levinson and Cheryl Gasser. We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Friday, February the 15th, and we are thrilled to be talking about mustard this hour and talking with Barry Levinson, who is the curator and founder of the Mustard Museum in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin. Cheryl Gasser is also with us this hour. Cheryl Gasser, the director of talk programming at Wisconsin Public Radio and mustard lover. She's helping me test these mustards that Barry Levinson has generously donated as a thank you gift for you this hour if you make a pledge of $120.
And I can't tell which one is my favorite. They're all amazing. They're all wonderful in their own way. There's a passion wasabi mustard, a Madras curry mustard, and an Ipswich ale, a stone ground mustard. And Joy, do you have a favorite?
So far, I love them all. I have to admit, they all are great and they all have great qualities. Maybe it's the passion wasabi mustard was a favorite because I've just never tasted anything quite like that before.
It really was wonderful.
I really enjoyed it. And I guess I don't mind fruity mustards. I know it's a matter of taste, obviously, but I like cranberry mustards and that sort of thing. Fruit is a common thing to put
it
in mustard.
It is now. It is now. Probably 15, 20 years ago or 25 years ago, people would say, you wouldn't do that. Why would you put fruit and mustard together? Although the French were doing some very bizarre things with mustard 200 years ago, putting all kinds of weird flavorings, things that were considered weird perhaps by our parents and grandparents, but now just about anything goes when it comes to mustard.
Including, in honor of Valentine's Day, you tell me that chocolate mustard selling.
Huh? It was a Merlot and chocolate mustard, which was last year's exotic gold medal winner. So it's surprisingly good.
And we have Sol and Stevens Point, who I think called in a pledge during this hour, who left this little ditty. Flu got you flustered, don't give up. Take mustard custard with 7-Up. Have you ever heard of that ailment or that remedy for the flu?
Actually, mustard for the flu is not all that surprising because mustard was used in medicine extensively 100 years ago. Mustard plasters.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, here is the number to call to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio and to show your support for all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, but especially to pick up one of these gift packs of mustard, three world or grand champion mustards that Barry Levinson has with him now, and will provide to you for your pledge of $120 a year to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's $10 a month or more. And all three of these great mustards that we've been talking about, our thank you gift to you at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Just about $4,500 raised so far toward a $6,000 goal. Cheryl, I am going to make the executive decision and up that goal. We have fallen short on a couple of hours here and there throughout the pledge drive, so let's make up for those hours by upping the goal this hour to $15,000.
Oh, we can do it. We can do it. There are enough of you.
Oh, come
out
on,
there
mustard lovers. Come on.
Mustard,
the mustard lovers will do it.
Three full-size wonderful mustards sent your way for a pledge of $10 a year or more, but also along with that, the member benefit card. And what a great pairing, because the member benefit card is a year-long benefit, and it entitles you to two-for-one entrees at over 230 Wisconsin restaurants, many of which, Barry, I think probably have mustard.
I hope they do. If they're condimentally correct, they do.
You're not you don't have a lot of good things to say about ketchup, do you, Barry?
Not at all. And I think parents especially should be aware of the report of the National Condiment Research Council that concluded, I think it was page 973 of the annual report this year, ketchup is now the leading cause of childhood stupidity.
Kids love ketchup, though. Cheryl, you're just saying that your boy Harper, he wants ketchup on his stuff and not mustard yet.
We should have started feeding it to maybe at 6 or 7 months, I think.
I think we need a condiment intervention.
I think so. Well, we're going to bring him to the Mustard Museum this weekend and have him try some. Maybe those chocolate mustards will help get him in the mood.
You have a children's book, Barry, that I have here, Mustard on a Pickle. And
yes.
is this to try to indoctrinate kids into the...
I don't use the word indoctrinate. Come on, Joe.
Open
no,
up it's, the world
it's a,
of mustard.
It's a delightful little children's book called Mustard on a Pickle. And also, that's the theme of our catalog, which has a writing contest, because we want to publish more children's book with a mustard theme, and we're going to publish two more, and we have $2,500 prizes, two $2,500 prizes for manuscripts that people can submit. They can go online or call us at the Mustard Museum at 1-800-GET-MUSTARD or mustardmuseum.com or mustardweb.com, or just call. We'll send you the catalog that has all the information about the writing contest.
Let me remind listeners that we are accepting and inviting and welcoming your pledges of support for Wisconsin Public Radio on this, the last weekday of our winter pledge drive. This is it for the weekdays. It'll end tomorrow. 1-800-383-9772. Please call that number and pledge any amount to help pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge $10 a month or more, a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio this hour and this hour only. It entitles you to this special gift pack of mustards, of world champion, grand champion mustards, passion wasabi mustard, a curry mustard, and a stone ground ale mustard that will be coming your way for your pledge of $120 a year or more. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. $4,500 raised toward a $15,000 goal, a just enhanced goal for this hour. Victoria in Woodstock. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I enjoyed the show, and I love mustard. And when I travel, I try to find mustards from around the country to bring back and enjoy. But I've often thought of getting into mustard making, and I wonder when I hear about these fantastic mustards, whether the processes used to make them are commercial processes that you couldn't possibly reproduce if you tried it yourself.
Good question. And the answer is, for many of them, you can do them at home. Now, there are some things that you would find difficult. For example, yellow mustard. Making yellow mustard, of course, I don't know why you'd want to make yellow mustard at home. That actually is a fairly complex process that involves very expensive equipment. Classic Dijon mustard, you would have a difficult time making at home. But sweet hot mustards or some of the flavored mustards, you can do that very easily. We do have books on making mustard through the museum, and it's a great gift to give as well. When you make your own mustard, put your own label on it, tie a bow on it. It's a great food gift to give. So the answer is, sure, you can make mustards at home.
And you have instructions
yes.
at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Victoria, you have a favorite kind of mustard?
Oh, I really don't, but I'm sure I'm going to find more when I go to the museum now.
All right. Yeah, thanks very much for calling.
Thanks, Victoria.
And Barry, why in the world did you decide to open up a museum in honor of mustard?
Well, I began collecting jars of mustard in 1986 when my beloved Red Sox lost the World Series. I was so depressed, didn't know what to do with myself. I went to an all-night grocery, walked up and down the aisles, and at 2:30 a.m., I was standing in front of the mustards, and I heard the voice, "If you collect us, they will come."
And they are coming.
And they are coming. So yeah. I left my job at the Department of Justice. People think I went off my medication. I guess that's probably true. And we now have more than 4,900 different mustards on display at the Mustard Museum. Lots of pieces of mustard memorabilia, antique mustard tins, mustard pots, mustard everything. It is the cathedral of condiments.
Yeah, it's right on the main drag in Mount,
Mount Horeb. If you don't know where Mount Horeb is, get out your map, take a look. You'll see Madison, where the yellow stain to the left of it.
Yeah, the yellow stain. And Cheryl, do you have a favorite of these, the three mustards?
You know, they're all wonderful, but I think the curry is my favorite. Mm-hmm. The Madras curry with the fennel and the clove and the cinnamon, a little sweet, a little hot. But they're all wonderful, and they will all be coming your way for a pledge of $10 a month or more in support of Wisconsin Public Radio, but only during this hour. Just 15 minutes left to pick up this thank you gift. Barry's very generously donating these three mustards, and we'll send them your way. They're award-winning world championship mustards, a passion wasabi, a Madras curry, and a stone ground Ipswich ale, all full-size mustards. And again, the number to call, 800-383-9772, or you can pledge online and pick up the mustards there as well at WPR.org.
What is an Ipswich ale?
That's a microbrew from New England.
Oh, okay. All right.
Ipswich, Massachusetts, actually is where the ale is from, where you would go for great fried clams. You know, New Englanders will know the word Ipswich because mm-hmm. that's the kind of clam, Ipswich clams.
We're going to check a weather forecast, and then we'll continue to eat some mustard and talk about mustard and offer you an opportunity to support Wisconsin Public Radio and get some mustard. I'm Joy Cardine with Barry Levinson, the curator and founder of the Mustard Museum in Mount Horeb, and Cheryl Gasser, the director of talk programming at Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 12 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Friday, February the 15th. Coming up, we will be welcoming in Ed Garvey and Bill Krause to talk with you about the news of the week. It's our regular Friday Weekend Review. We'll talk lots of politics, especially with all the presidential candidates and their surrogates tromping through Wisconsin this week in anticipation of our primary coming up on Tuesday. So we'll talk politics and review the news of the week coming up in our next hour. Right now, we're talking mustard and eating mustard and encouraging you to call in with your love of mustard and your love of Wisconsin Public Radio. Cheryl Gasser of talk radio fame is with me, as is Barry Levinson, who is the curator and founder of the Mount Horeb Mustard Museum. We have three mustards here that are flying off the shelves. Cheryl?
And I think I've changed my mind. I think, Joy, my favorite I was saying was the curry, the Madras curry mustard, but now I think it's the passion wasabi, and I think it's probably the one I tasted most recently because they're all wonderful. So a passion wasabi mustard, a Madras curry, and a stone ground Ipswich ale mustard. Coming your way for a pledge of $10 or more a month to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can pay it monthly. You can pay it all at once. You can put it on a credit card. You can send us a check in the mail. Electronic funds transfer also an option. Become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio and support your love of radio and mustard. This hour, only 11 minutes left, 800-383-9772.
You know, we upped our goal for this hour because it is the last day of the pledge drive, or at least the last weekday of the pledge drive, and because we fell short a couple of times throughout the drive on a couple of hours, so we want to make up for falling short then. And because we have a great guest here and a generous guest here, Barry Levinson, with this great thank you gift for your pledge, we have already exceeded that $6,000 goal, so I arbitrarily upped it to $15,000 during this hour. So help us reach that goal by calling 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. Pledge any amount to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge $10 a month or more for this wonderful gift pack of mustard. And Barry, you wanted to talk about a very special holiday coming up on Monday?
Yes, Monday, February 18th. And people who love mustard also will appreciate this because of the saying we have in southern Wisconsin, a cow who cuts the mustard is a cow who can be trusted. And the reason I say that is February 18th will mark the 78th anniversary of the first flight in an airplane by a cow. Her name was Elm Farm Ollie. She was a Guernsey cow. We have been celebrating this every year, actually since 1981, since even before the Mustard Museum. And Joy, I have a present for you.
Okay.
I have for you a photograph of Elm Farm Ollie as she was boarding the plane on February 18, 1930.
I will cherish it forever.
So people can come to the Mustard Museum and also get a recording of the opera that was written to commemorate that famous event. It's a famous opera, and people don't realize why it was written, that it was written to commemorate Elm Farm Ollie's historic flight.
What opera is that?
Madame Butterfat. Right. So you can come out to the Mustard Museum for more of that insanity, but this is something that we take very seriously. If there's anything we take seriously at the Mustard Museum, it's Elm Farm Ollie Day. So pledge your support not only for mustard, but in honor of the famous cow, February 18, 1930, first cow to fly in an airplane.
Barry, you are a very interesting fellow. You write children's books about mustard on pickles, and you celebrate
cows
going in space, mm-hmm. and you have writing contests if they have to do with mustard, and certainly mustard judging contests. And anything else that that we ought to know about in terms of, I mean, do you...
Not that I can say on the air. I can't do that.
1-800-383-9772, the number to call to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, because you value Wisconsin Public Radio. You want to help pay for all of the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. You know that public radio is listener supported. You want to make that pledge this hour because you also love mustard, and or you know someone who loves mustard, and you would be interested in this special gift pack of three mustards that Barry is providing. Three grand champions, wasabi, passion wasabi mustard, a curry mustard, and an ale mustard, all of which are absolutely delicious. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And Joy, we're told that this hour is so popular, so many people want to pick up those mustards, that volunteers are very busy in Pledge Central. So if you're not getting through on the phone as quickly as you like, please, you know, keep trying. You'll get through. But you could also go to your computer and pledge at WPR.org. You can pick up the mustard gift pack for a pledge of $10 a month or more at WPR.org.
And let me take a caller who loves mustard, and Marcy in Cushing. I bet you love public radio too.
Hi, Joy.
Hi.
I was listening to you and Cheryl tasting the mustards. I couldn't stand it any longer, so I renewed my membership.
Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you, Marcy.
And you're right. I procrastinated all week ever since the coffee cups and the free trade coffee was available. I waited all week.
And you missed out on the coffee. You're not going to miss out on the mustard.
But that's okay. But my favorite mustard is Dakota Gold from Spearfish, South Dakota.
We carry that. We know the people who make it. They're good friends. They're wonderful people. We have found that people in the mustard industry tend to be very nice people.
And why is it your favorite mustard, Mercy?
Well, it just has a wonderful, nice mustard taste, sharp, not a lot of stuff that's not supposed to be there, and it's just great.
It's a simple classic mustard. It's a former gold medal winner at the World Mustard Competition.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, it's really good on all stuff, and I know that you have it there, and anybody who's not visited the Mustard Museum should get there. It's a great trip.
Thank you so much, Mercy. I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad you renewed your pledge. Didn't mean to needle you too much, but we tempted her with our taste testing of these mustards, Cheryl, I think, because these really are. They're just great.
They're amazing. I think we're going to have a fist fight to see who gets to take these home. But for a pledge of $120, you can take them home. We will send them to your home, $10 a month or more, at 800-383-9772. Pledge online now at WPR.org.
We so far have raised $8,100, which is absolutely wonderful, toward a $15,000 goal. I raised the goal this hour to make up for some lost time, and because we have some wonderful mustards as our thank you gift this hour, and they are indeed flying off the shelf. At a pledge of $10 a month or more, you can show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and pick up this wonderful gift pack of Grand Champion mustards. $10 a month or more, a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio or more at 1-800-383-9772. Or if you have trouble getting through because the phones have been so busy, you can also pledge online at WPR.org. We only have 5 more minutes left in the hour, but that's time for you to make that pledge.
You can pay with your credit card all at once, the $120, or break it up $10 a month. We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover Card. You can put it on a debit card or credit card.
How about small unmarked bills?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll take it however you want to give us. We'll take it in mustard. Maybe you can, make your pledge in mustard.
And it shows your support also for higher education because, as you all know, the Mustard Museum is also the home of America's Mustard College. Poop on you.
And can you sing a few bars of the theme song for us?
Of course
Mary?
We can. In fact, you're going to help me as well.
Oh, no, I can't.
So, yes, you can. Let's sing the Poop on You fight song. Let's do it for all of our listeners.
Here we go. I'll hum.
On our hot dogs, on our bratwurst, mustard is so cool. Never mayo, never ketchup, they're against the rules.
All right.
Golden, mellow, yellow, smooth, rough, sweet, and hot. Fight, poop on you, we'll fight and eat some lunch.
All right.
And now, you can't call and take your money back now.
No, that's worth a pledge. That is worth a pledge that I stopped that when I did. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Just a couple of minutes left, and we do want to take your call with your pledge of support for Wisconsin Public Radio, and we want to make sure we have some of this mustard left for you, too. Barry, is generously donating 3 of the past Grand Champions, the award-winning mustards. These are the best in the whole wide world,
yeah,
right, Barry?
People in the mustard industry take this very seriously. All of the major mustard companies enter, and we get about 400 entries every year.
So you will get an ale stone ground mustard, you'll get a curry mustard, and you'll get a passion wasabi mustard for your pledge of $10 a month or more. It not only supports the programming that you count on Wisconsin Public Radio, but it gets you this great gift pack of mustards. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Just a minute to go and add about $9,000 right now toward a enhanced $15,000 goal.
800-383-9772. Make your pledge for all the times that Joy's made you laugh, for all the things you've learned from listening to her program. Make a pledge now. Go to WPR.org. PR.org. You can pick up that gift pack of mustards, $10 a month or more. Great for yourself or a great gift for a friend or family member who loves mustard. $9,000, a ways to go, but we can do it. Minutes left. Call. Keep calling through the news, 800-383-9772.
And I never thought that there was so much to talk about when it comes to mustard, but Barry, we barely scratched the surface.
We did. We'll have to do it again.
Yeah,
soon,
we will.
John.
We'll do it again mm-hmm. sometime, and I will say hi the next time we're at the Mustard Museum and picking up some of our favorite mustards. Cheryl, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Barry Levinson, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Joy.
And thanks to all of you who have called in your pledges so far this hour or this drive, but there is still time for you to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio and pick up this gift pack of three award-winning mustards. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.